God Save the Child by Robert B. Parker.
Chapter 1. If you leaned way back in the chair and cranked your neck hard over, you could see the sky from my office window, delft blue and cloudless, and so bright it looked solid. It was September after Labor Day, and somewhere the corn was probably as high as an elephant's eye, the kind of weather when a wino could sleep warm in a doorway.
Mr. Spencer, are you listening to us?
I straightened my head up and looked back at Roger and Marjorie Bartlett. Yes, ma'am, I said. You were just saying about how you never dealt with a private detective before, but this was an extreme case and there seemed no other avenue. Everybody who comes in here tends to say about that same thing to me.
Well, it's true.
She was probably older than she looked and not as heavy. Her legs were very slim, the kind women admire and men don't. They made her plumpish upper body look heavier. Her face had a bland, spoiled, pretty look, carefully made up with eyeshadow and pancake makeup and false eyelashes. She looked as though if she cried she'd erode. Her hair, freshly blonde, was cut close around her face. Gammon-like, I bet her hairdresser said. Mia Farrow, I bet he said. She was wearing a paisley caftan, slit up the side, and black, ankle-strapped platform shoes with 3-inch soles and heels. Sitting opposite me, she had crossed her legs carefully so that the caftan fell away above the knee. I wanted to say, "Don't, your legs are too thin," but I knew she wouldn't believe me. She thought they were wonderful. Just below her rib cage, I could see the little bulge where her girdle stopped and the compressed flesh spilled over the top. She was wearing huge octagonal lavender sunglasses and lavender-dyed wooden beads on a leather thong. Authentic folk art.